This is the reading for March 25th. Psalm 84. Lord All-Powerful, how lovely is your temple. I want more than anything to be in the courtyards of the Lord's temple. My whole being wants to be with the living God. The sparrows have found a home, and the swallows have nests. They raise their young near your altars, Lord All-Powerful, my King and my God. Happy are the people who live at your temple. They are always praising you. Happy are those whose strength comes from you, who want to travel to Jerusalem. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it like a spring. The autumn rains fill it with pools of water. The people get stronger as they go, and everyone meets with God in Jerusalem. Lord God, All-Powerful, hear my prayer. God of Jacob, listen to me. God, look at our shield. Be kind to your appointed king. One day in the courtyards of your temple is better than 1,000 days anywhere else. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the temple of my God than live in the homes of the wicked. The Lord God is like a sun and shield. The Lord gives us kindness and honor. He does not hold back anything good from those whose lives are innocent. Lord All-Powerful, happy are the people who trust you. Deuteronomy 13. Prophets are those who tell the future with dreams might come to you and say they will show you a miracle or a sign. The miracle or sign might even happen, and then they might say, "Let's serve other gods, gods you have not known, and let's worship them." But you must not listen to those prophets or dreamers. The Lord your God is testing you to find out if you love him with your whole being. Serve only the Lord your God. Respect him, keep his commands, and obey him. Serve him and be loyal to him. The prophets or dreamers must be killed because they said you should turn against the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt and saved you from the land where you were slaves. They tried to turn you from doing what the Lord your God commanded you to do. You must get rid of the evil among you. Someone might try to lead you to serve other gods. It might be your brother, your son or daughter, the wife you love, or a close friend. The person might say, "Let's go and worship other gods. These are gods that neither you nor your ancestors have known, gods of the people who live around you, either nearby or far away, from one end of the land to the other." Do not give in to such people. Do not listen or feel sorry for them, and do not let them go free or protect them. You must put them to death. You must be the first one to start to kill them, and then everyone else must join in. You must throw stones at them until they die, because they tried to turn you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, where you were slaves. Then everyone in Israel will hear about this and be afraid, and no one among you will ever do such an evil thing again. The Lord your God is giving you cities in which to live, and you might hear something about one of them. Someone might say that evil people have moved in among you, and they might lead the people of that city away from God, saying, "Let's go and worship other gods. These are gods you have not known." Then you must ask about it, looking into the matter and checking carefully whether it is true. If it is proved that a hateful thing has happened among you, you must kill with a sword everyone who lives in that city. Destroy the city completely and kill everyone in it as well as the animals with a sword. Gather up everything those people owned and put it in the middle of the city square. Then completely burn the city and everything they owned as a burnt offering to the Lord your God. That city should never be rebuilt. Let it be ruined forever. Don't keep for yourselves any of the things found in that city, so the Lord will not be angry anymore. He will give you mercy and feel sorry for you, and he will make your nation grow larger, as he promised to your ancestors. You will have obeyed the Lord your God by keeping all his commands that I am giving to you today, and you will be doing what the Lord says is right. Deuteronomy 14. You are the children of the Lord your God. When someone dies, do not cut yourselves or shave your heads to show your sadness. You are holy people who belong to the Lord your God. He has chosen you from all the people on earth to be his very own. Do not eat anything the Lord hates. These are the animals you may eat: oxen, sheep, goats, deer, gazelle, roe deer, wild goats, ibex and antelope, and mountain sheep. You may eat any animal that has a split hoof and chews the cud, but you may not eat camels, rabbits, or rock badgers. These animals chew the cud, but they do not have split hoofs, so they are unclean for you. Pigs are also unclean for you. They have split hoofs, but they do not chew the cud. Do not eat their meat or touch their dead bodies. There are many things that live in the water. You may eat anything that has fins and scales, but do not eat anything that does not have fins and scales. It is unclean for you. You may eat any clean bird, but do not eat these birds: eagles, vultures, black vultures, red kites, falcons, any kind of kite, any kind of raven, horned owls, screech owls, seagulls, any kind of hawk, little owls, great owls, white owls, desert owls, ospreys, cormorants, storks, any kind of heron, the hoopoes, or bats. All insects with wings are unclean for you. Do not eat them. Other things with wings are clean, and you may eat them. Do not eat anything you find that is already dead. You may give it to a foreigner living in your town, and he may eat it, or you may sell it to a foreigner. But you are holy people who belong to the Lord your God. Do not cook a baby goat in its mother's milk. Be sure to save 1/10 of all your crops each year. Take it to the place the Lord your God will choose, where he is to be worshipped. There, where you will be together with the Lord, eat the 10th of your grain, new wine, and oil, and eat the animals born first to your herds and flocks. Do this so that you will learn to respect the Lord your God always. But if the place the Lord will choose to be worshipped is too far away, and he has blessed you so much you cannot carry a tenth, exchange your 1/10 for silver. Then take the silver with you to the place the Lord your God shall choose. Use the silver to buy anything you wish: cattle, sheep, wine, beer, or anything you wish. Then you and your family will eat and celebrate there before the Lord your God. Do not forget the Levites in your town, because they have no land of their own among you. At the end of every third year, everyone should bring 1/10 of that year's crop and store it in your towns. This is for the Levites, so they may eat and be full. They have no land of their own among you. It is also for strangers, orphans, and widows who live in your towns, so that all of them may eat and be full. Then the Lord your God will bless you and all the work you do.